of that, and that's a good one. Since 1984.
Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
Just about every lake that you go on has boat docks and piers. However, most people overlook the fish-producing possibilities of these most noticeable objects. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. Today I'll talk about how to fish these areas to increase your catch of all species of fish. But first, this message.
Your best tool for catching big fish isn't even in your tackle box. It's FishMate Pro, the app that loads your smartphone up with everything you need to catch the biggins. You get the best feeding times in the moon phase, plus all your current weather conditions, including barometric pressure and color weather radar. And when you catch a trophy, take a picture on the phone, and FishMate Pro interfaces with Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you get recipes, fishing news, and podcasts updated every weekday right in the palm of your hand. Bring more fun to your fishing with the FishMate Pro app. Find out all you need to know at fishmateapp.com.
Boat docks and piers are easily the most noticeable features on many shorelines. In fact, they are so obvious that many anglers overlook them or simply pass them by. Why? I don't know. I will tell you, however, that boat docks and piers offer great shade and cover, and that's one reason why fish are attracted to them. However, you need to remember several things when preparing to fish boat docks and piers. First, a dock that is built close to the water's surface will normally outproduce one that sticks well above the water because it provides more shade. Now, the opposite is true about a boat dock that extends some distance above the water's surface. Because it produces less shade, it is therefore less attractive to a fish than a dock that offers a great deal of shade. Secondly, docks in some lakes will produce fish year-round. But generally, people think the best time to fish a dock or pier is in the summer because the water temperature will be a few degrees cooler in the shade. Now, I don't always agree with that thought because my experience shows that I've taken a large number of large bass in the spring when they first move up out of the deeper water areas and are looking for protection or an ambush point from which to attack passing prey. Thirdly, there's another thing that you should watch for, deep water close by. Docks and piers built close to drop-offs or creek channel ledges tend to be better than those built on long sloping areas. The deeper water offers a perfect hiding place for fish to go back to if frightened, hurt, or a sudden weather change comes through. And lastly, watch for docks that have night lights and pole holders attached to them. These will offer better fishing because they normally will have treetops, tires, and other structure placed around them to attract bait fish. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after these messages. Next time, I'll continue talking about how to fish boat docks and piers properly to catch more fish this year. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by FishMate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
By UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
And by SmartBaits.
Color changes everything.